The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Great sex is not about speed. I find that too much of our language and concepts around sex imply that speed is good and slowness is bad. This is really not at all helpful in creating great sexual experiences. Instead of people relaxing, chilling, and opening to each other, there's pressure to get aroused quickly and have intense experiences. And if there's one thing that gets in the way of being able to become aroused, let alone to actually enjoy sex, it's pressure. For example, recent additions to our sex vocabulary are sexual accelerators and sexual breaks, with the accelerators being good and the breaks being bad. Now, I know that the intention behind the language is to identify what things are helpful to you sexually and what are hindrances. But why use language that implies speed is good and slowness is bad? Why not use terms like enhancers and detractors? Or, as I like to think of it, in my usual evocative style, things that make you go, and things that make you go, Less overtly, so often people have a speed-based concept of sex. Take the concept of libido. More often, high libido is attributed to people who get aroused quickly, and low libido is attributed to people who become aroused slowly. And of course, those with low libido are seen as the problem. Why? Because they are too slow, which often leads to the slower one having sex before they're ready, which, as I've said before, is like eating food that's undercooked. There's nothing wrong with the food per se, it's just not ready to be eaten. But, like food, sex is best enjoyed slowly, with presence, savouring the experience of the eating, not scoffing it down to get to the end, or any other activity you do for pleasure together, like going for a walk or enjoying a show. You enjoy the process of the activity, not race through to the end of it. So, whether it's in the getting to sex phase or the having sex phase, take your time, enjoy the process, no pressure. Remember, the point of sex is connection through pleasure. So make every part pleasurable and connecting. It's not what you do, it's how you do it, how you're experiencing it. There's already so much speed in modern life. Take the pressure off, particularly in the bedroom, and take your time. Savour your lovemaking. You'll find it so much more enjoyable, connecting, and rejuvenating. All the things sex is supposed to be.